ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every few years, miraculously, thankfully, predictably, we collectively, society, rediscovers a new miracle cure for human misery. And this year's miracle cure, and probably in recent memory, appears to be advocacy. It's important to advocate for our feelings. It's important, essential to advocate for your identity, to advocate for your exhaustion, to advocate for your boundaries, to advocate loudly, publicly, and most certainly, preferably, online, social media, everywhere you possibly can. We are told by people who seem permanently unburdened by results that if everybody would simply advocate for themselves, the world would finally sort itself out. Well, that sounds nice, I guess, until you realize that no one ever bothered to explain how, when, or for what purpose one really ought to be advocating. So we end up with this very strange situation, a nation full of people demanding to be heard, and remarkably few doing anything worth listening to. That's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? Maybe you've noticed this too. And I've even noticed something about myself over the years, something that has made me deeply unpopular, certain rooms with certain kind of people. And I'm not saying this because I think that I'm better than anybody else, it's just that I notice that I'm different. Or I notice that I'm unwilling to behave in a certain way. I don't think in categories. I don't experience myself as a demographic. I don't feel represented by slogans, and I've never once woken up in the morning thinking, as a member of my group, today I will. It's never happened. You know what I wake up thinking? There's jokes in here somewhere. I wake up thinking about what needs to be done. What do I need to do? What do I need to do? What I need to do well? And how do I get out of my own way? Those are the questions that I ask. When that, unfortunately or fortunately, puts me increasingly at odds with the current spirit of our time. So here's my position stated plainly. I believe advocating for oneself properly is not only good, but necessary. And I believe it is one of the few things that can pull us out of the cultural and personal funk that we find ourselves in. But it's only if we stop confusing self-advocacy with self-exemption, because those are not the same thing, not at all. Advocating for yourself does not mean insisting the world rearrange itself around your sensitivities. It does not mean demanding recognition without contribution. It does not mean lowering standards until everyone qualifies. Real self-advocacy sounds more like this. Here's what I need in order to do my best work. Here's what I'm willing to give in return. And here is what I will take responsibility for if I fall short of that. It's not entitlement. That's being an adult. That's being a grown up. That's being a functioning human being. It's being a good citizen. That's what that is. So some people will hear this and immediately reach for a familiar explanation. Well, that's privilege. Maybe it is, but maybe not. But here's the part I'm interested in having a chat about. I, as you, have one life. I, as you, have a finite amount of time. I, as you, have a limited supply of energy and attention. And I am unwilling to spend it negotiating my identity instead of living it. I don't advocate for myself at the exclusion of others. I don't advocate because I think I'm better than anyone else. I advocate because my life is my responsibility. No committee will live it for me. No category will carry it for me. And no slogan will do the work on my behalf. And frankly, no amount of moral abstraction has ever improved my character, my discipline, or my results. Here's where the argument usually collapses into hysteria, so let's pump the brakes a little bit. Celebrating individual achievement is not cruel, it's not selfish, and it's not exclusionary. Achievement creates examples, it sets standards, it shows what's possible, and it gives people something real to aim at. A society that stops celebrating excellence doesn't become kinder, it becomes more confused. Because when standards disappear, people do not feel liberated, they feel unmoored. You don't raise all ships by lowering the waterline. You raise them by showing what a seaworthy vessel looks like. This is why I care so much about minding my own business. This is why I care so much about you minding your own business. It's not passive. It's not apathy. Not by a long shot. It's disciplined. Mind your work. Mind your habits. Mind your commitments. Mind the promises you make to yourself. Advocate for what allows you to show up your best, show up prepared, stay and live in integrity, and do something that's actually worth doing. Not because you're special, not because you're oppressed, but because you're capable. From my perspective, here's the line that matters, and I'll leave you with it. Advocacy that costs you responsibility is not empowerment. It is permission to remain small. The world does not need louder demands. It needs stronger individuals. It needs people who will say, this is my life. This is my work. This is what I need to do it well. And this is the standard I refuse to negotiate. Not because they're better than anybody else, but because they finally understand that no one else can live it for them. That's not privilege. That's ownership. And ownership is the only thing that has ever moved the world forward. So if you're interested in advocating for yourself in the ways I've just been talking about, I'm here for it. Let's go. There's never going to be anybody more interested in your success than you are. There's never going to be anybody more interested in your well-being, in your financial situation, just everything about you than you. And we need to act accordingly. In service of helping you to get clearer in those things that truly do matter, so you can begin more fully advocating for them, I wrote a book. It's called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Works. You can get that on Amazon. You can find it in the notes of today's show. And I've got a lot of additional resources that are coming out. They may be out depending on when it is that you are watching or listening to this at mymeaningfulfew.com. A lot of free resources, some resources that are not free at all, but will help you get closer to what it is that you actually want. And I want you to get what you want, so long as it is germane or aligned with what I've just been talking about. If you are the opposite, if you are somebody who is just interested in a participation trophy because you occasionally show up, then my work is not for you. But you've probably picked up on that already. Do your part by doing your best.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola, an original and cherry vanilla. that Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.